What is this video right here? Oh.
No, I'm not going to click on that.
Oh, it's just this human rights thing about oppression or whatever.
Honey, you're not going into politics, are you? I mean,
okay,
no
mom.
Protests.
Safe here, just...
Oliver, can you hear me? Listen to me.
Authorities are still struggling to make sense of an attack on university campuses worldwide, which targeted some students and not others. The search for a motive is apparently turning to social media, and a video shared by the victims exposing corruption at the high...
But it's far from surprising. The weapons took away the expense, danger, and risk of waging war. And now we can't afford to challenge anyone, really. It's not even the smallest fringe group or a crank.
Who could have done this?
Anyone.
This short film is more than just speculation. It shows the results of integrating and miniaturizing technologies that we already have. I'm Stuart Russell, a professor of computer science at Berkeley. I've worked in AI for more than 35 years. Its potential to benefit humanity is enormous, even in defense. But allowing machines to choose to kill humans will be devastating to our security and freedom. Thousands of my fellow researchers agree. We have an opportunity to prevent the future you just saw, but the window to act is closing fast.
Customer pilots directed almost 3,000 precision strikes last year. We're super proud of it. It allows you to separate the bad guys from the good. It's a big deal. But we have something much bigger. Your kids probably have one of these, right? Not quite. Hell of a pilot? No. That skill is all AI. It's flying itself. Its processor can react 100 times faster than a human. The stochastic motion is an anti-sniper feature. Just like any mobile device these days, it has cameras and sensors. And just like your phones and social media apps, it does facial recognition. Inside here is 3 grams of shaped explosive. This is how it works. Did you see that? That little bang is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the contents. They used to say guns don't kill people, people do. Well, people don't. They get emotional, disobey orders, aim high. Let's watch the weapons make the decisions. Now, trust me, these were all bad guys. Now that is an airstrike of surgical precision. It's one of a range of products. Trained as a team, they can penetrate buildings, cars, trains, evade people, bullets, pretty much any countermeasure. They cannot be stopped. Now, I said this was big. Why? Because we are thinking big. Watch. $25 million order now buys this. Enough to kill half a city. The bad half. Nuclear is obsolete. Take out your entire enemy, virtually risk-free. Just characterize him, release the swarm, and rest easy. These are available today. We have a distribution network taking orders from military, law enforcement, and specialist clients.
Hey folks, and welcome to another video from aplaintruth.info. Today we're getting into swarm bots, also called slaughter bots, a new term. There's a very disturbing video that just came out that's being played all over that I want to get into in a minute. But I just wanted to get into the UNHABITAT. Get it? UNHABITAT. This is the United Nations symbol. Notice the triangle. This is the Urban Redevelopment Plan, the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Agenda 2045. But look at the symbol with the eye in the middle, the triangle, all the occult symbolism in UNHABITAT with the 33 leaves around it as well. But this conference that is going on right now, the last few days, I believe it's in India, where they're having massive pollution in Delhi, killing many people through just horrible pollution. Greece having many floods here with the fires. I mean, it's all out warfare on the people. Geoterrorism is alive. But this biodiversity zone they're implementing here, it's going on. We'll get into another video of that. The Agenda 21 is being implemented, and now they've got their way of, they're going to, I believe, take out the dissidents and those who speak out while they just collect data on everybody. This is why they're doing biometric scans. It'll be very clear when you see this movie. But first I wanted to get into the many uses of these swarm bots, slaughter bots, and lasers combined. And they're showing in these videos here what potentially could have caused the still unexplained, almost 1.5 months after the event, the greatest fires in the history, over 60 fires in Northern California. What could have caused this to happen? Well, here you see the drones. You can see the little guys, and they got a plane that's following them. And I'll put this video in the show notes. But here's the drone. They're showing them as an example of a swarm-enabled mission of multiple ISR targets. So using lasers, they're showing this animation of these drones using lasers to attack specific sites and hit them and target them individually, just like we're seeing in Santa Rosa. And then there's this most disturbing video.
Could be quite different. Drones are becoming smaller, cheaper to make, can zoom around on their own, and gather in groups of hundreds, even thousands, to fly like a flock of birds. They're called swarms, and with enough numbers, could be a deadly collaborative force on the battlefield. There's no leader or commander in a swarm. The swarm is a self-organizing system in which all the elements are equal. Swarming allows drones to search an area efficiently or fly together without colliding, and only one operator is needed to control the whole swarm. Swarms are tough. One missile can bring down an aircraft, but a swarm can lose dozens of members and keep going. They keep functioning as a cohesive unit as damaged drones drop out and fresh reinforcements arrive.
So unmanned aerial vehicles, we've been working on this for about 15 years now, and I want to show you this picture which illustrates the number of unmanned aerial vehicles and how it's grown over the years. So this is a picture in 2010, and the smaller vehicles that I'm going to talk to you about, we started playing around with these in 2005, and you could see this exponential growth in these vehicles. In 1980s, we did not have commercial GPS. And therefore it was really hard to develop autonomous flying robots. So in 2010, people said, well, this is going to be a $10 billion industry, and people projected all kinds of uses, but it was primarily military uses. It was about surveillance, about spying, force protection, warfare, all the kinds of things that many of us are not really interested in. Certainly from a scientific standpoint, these don't present the challenges.
So here's the slaughter bots all assembled as executing a mission to kill four different targets. There can be thousands of these all coordinated. But this next video you're going to see is being released. It's being played all over. It's very disturbing. They're saying it's fictitious, but it's very, very professionally made. The message is to get out, to let others know this is going to be their future. This is going to be tied in with Amazon and their drones, and we're going to have drones flying all over. So it's time to speak out, folks. It's time to be active. Take a look at this, and let me know what you think in the comments. So this is a website from the Future of Life Institute. And who it includes on this board here is Elon Musk. We've got Morgan Freeman here, Stuart Russell, Stephen Hawkins. So you get an idea, Alan Alda, they got actors. They got all these people supposedly caring about the future of life. And what they're referring to is the conference going on, the United Nations going on right now, November 14th through the 17th. This article's from the 14th, about the United Nations Convention on Conventional Weapons. And we're going to get into this video here. This is a fictitious, they say, video, but I think this video has a dual purpose. One is to tell everybody it's fictitious and it can't happen yet, but we got to stop it. The other is to show us what the capabilities are and how it's checkmating all the dissenters with the swarm killer bots that they have all this technology already developed and in place. And we'll get to that in a sec. But what I wanted to point your attention to is this company. Well, first, here's Musk's company, New AI Safety Project, is funding by Elon Musk, Mr. Tesla. $7 million in funds to open philanthropy to 37 research terms around the world. This was in 2015. Well, always it's a dual-edged sword. Now, if the military's, if we see it, the military's had it for 25 to 50 years. DARPA released the internet and give you an idea of the military aspects behind all this as we look at it. So this is Stratoenergetics, and this is where the site is. And you can see the next generation of autonomous weapons. Welcome to Stratoenergetics. Think small, cheaper, faster, deadlier, the weapons of the future. A artificial intelligence targeting system, facial recognition software. All right, that's how they're selling it, folks. And here's what they offer: worldwide support to governments and peacekeeping agencies to ensure the safety of troops and citizens. Swoop in, take out the enemy, get out, no troops, no friendly casualties. No friendly casualties. Our automatic anti-personnel system, do all the heavy lifting. Remote autonomy, control from anywhere in the world, program your target into the system, and the APS does the rest. Attacks can be launched from any location and target any location. There are no limitations. Now you go over here to the products. Now, they say there's the fictitious. You'll see the video in a minute, but it's anything but. This is a warning to all of us. It's being released all at the same time as the convention's going on, so I'll give you a heads up. But here they go. Here's their products, folks. They have these as products, and we're going to show you how this one works. This is the Stinger Anti-Personnel, Anti-Personnel System, the SS4, and it'll show you how it goes in. Little robot comes in, has the weapon, ammunition inside, targeted the human, and kills them. We'll get into that a little more. They have the Vanguard delivery and breaching system. Each delivery system can carry 18 stingers, arrives at a building or other enclosed space, releases the cargo, attaches the barrier, and blows a hole in the window. They can enter the building and find their targets. They're virtually unstoppable. Target terror cells, infiltrate enemy compounds. The bad guys will not be able to defend against them. Neither can the guys trying to stop these guys. All of our systems use facial recognition to identify a predetermined target. Do you know why we've been getting facial recognition? Why they're doing it at the airports? Why they started in Afghanistan and Iraq with facial recognitions? Now you know. The iFire Target Identification System. iFire Target Identification System isn't just the little bot, but an entire big data processing system. Scan billions of tweets, posts, pages, videos, and anything else you can find online to identify patterns indicative of terrorist activity. The system then crawls that data to identify IP addresses and GPS locations to identify the suspect posting the dangerous messages. Get it? Who are they coming after, folks? Me and you. It can also track down who the suspect is collaborating with. We'll help you weed out the bad guys, it says. Oh, and you can buy it if you want. Oh, and they also take Bitcoin. Isn't that cool? Soft Touch Bot. This is another little tiny little flying destruction machine. A new form of regime change. Regime change. The world is full of deadly leaders who are harming their citizens and threatening global security. Yeah. Until recently, it's been hard to oust these bad actors. They're hard to get at, and even if someone can get close enough for the kill, an obvious murder can lead to greater unrest. Yeah, a 6'6" guy hiding in a cave in Afghanistan, a fifth world country, and they can't even find the guy, allegedly, right? But these little bots are about the size of a bee. They can fly anywhere, get inside any building, hide inside any vent, and strike while the target sleeps. The question literally becomes, what's your poison? The bots can be filled with a lethal dose of poison of your choice, and the mark left on the body will be barely noticeable, looking nothing more than a bug bite. The target will appear to have simply passed away peacefully in their sleep. Or there's less lethal missions. The soft touch bot can also be filled with a non-lethal formula designed to merely knock the target out for some specified period. Isn't that wonderful? So you go into the purchase here. Now, I don't know if this is a real site or not. I tried to find the corporate papers on Strato Energetics. I couldn't. And here you go to the purchase, and this is a warning. And it's strange why they're releasing this. It's very odd. If this is a company developing it and trying to sell it, or is this just a made-up company they're trying to scare the living bejesus out of it? These weapons are tantamount to mass murder. They don't promote peacekeeping. They don't save lives. So why are they selling the products? I don't understand. Governments can't control them. You might think you're tough because you own some, but that just makes you a target, and there is no defense. Watch the movie below to see how these weapons could become if we allow them to be developed. You've been warned. And this autonomous weapons here, I'll put in here. But why is this on this site, which is promoting the weapons that they've already got in place? Here's a real one right there, and I'll show you flying around right here. This is super, super creepy. And also notice the students in here. I'll just do a short clip of the student who's an activist, and he's being targeted by these weapons, and he's actually killed. It's a little gruesome, folks, but this is what they're putting out. They played it in front of the UN conference for ending autonomous weapons, and they're wanting us to know that this is how they're going to come after us. They also used it for possibly used it on the attacks here in Santa Rosa with their lasers. So let's get to it. I got for now, and I'm sorry this news is so disturbing for all, but this is what happens when technology has taken over man. And a few control the many. A very, very few control the very many out of fear. Fear means face everything and respond, folks. Fear is facts, evidence, academia, and research. Fear is false evidence appearing real, but fear is not. Flee everything and run. It's time to step up to the plate, to find your inner child and stop these. Speak out, be the truth, and go to your heart. We're going to win because our hearts are bigger than their hate. We are called for these times. It's not the many, it's the few we have to stop. See, Larkin Rose is the dot. We just have to rise up and come together in common unity and understand the many, 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 many problems we all face now, and that will bring us together. Human suffering is a common cause, but our souls came here to fight this battle. Our souls chose to incarnate. Our souls can see beauty in even the ugliest of things. So find the beauty in your heart. I've lost a dear friend who took his own life because this stuff got too depressing. And for those of you feeling overwhelmed, take a break. Step back. You don't need to be in this fight every day. But those of you that can and have the will, step up. This is the biggest fight of many, many lifetimes. And we're not going anywhere, folks. We're going to be here again if we don't fix it now. So let's get busy. Our children deserve it. Find yourself. Find your power. Find your will. Find friends and others to cooperate. Earth needs us. Humanity needs us. And we need to stop the madness now. Peace out, A Plain Truth.